You know, I know, everybody with a whit of intelligence knows television is rot gut. Now, that is not to say there's not good things on television. And rigidly screened and monitored, it can offer you some very nice stuff. Overall, television is pretty rot gut. And most people know that. Most people don't like it, but they watch it anyway. That's an interesting thing about humans. You poll 100% of people, 81% of them will tell you that the airwaves have become more and more sewery. But then the same 80%, 56%, watch it constantly. So we're a double-minded people. Most of us know about the sludge. Television has a lot of subtle effects. There's an incredible amount of subtle effects. Let me give you a personal example. Last night, we went over to visit my mother-in-law, myself, and two of my daughters, because her dog of 14 years, a very close companion, she's been a widow for 30 years, had died, and she was pretty understandably broken up over this. This was her buddy. So we were over there visiting, and we walked in. My mother-in-law had some entertainment show on, basic borderline goofy stuff. You know, who's dating who, whose new house has got a paint job. Like I care about that stuff. My little daughter, Elizabeth, sat down on a couch, immediately mesmerized by the TV. I was talking to Mom, asking her about the dog and what happened and how it all went down. And Lizzie was not in any part of this conversation at all. Why? Because she was seven? No, because the TV was on. My daughter Joanna, who is 16, was there. I didn't want to get up and turn my mother-in-law's television off. It's her television. But a commercial came on, and I was talking to Mom. A commercial came on. It was pretty bad. So my daughter Joanna immediately got up and turned the television off during that commercial. Just turned it off. Within 4 seconds, give or take a second, my daughter Elizabeth got up and came and sat on my lap, put my arms around her waist, and sat with me the rest of the visit. There is no way she would have done that if that television was on. I would have had to have said, Lizzie, come over here, honey, sit on Daddy's lap. And even if she would have come over, as she would have, doggone it, no kid of mine's not going to be affectionate. Even if she would have sat on my lap, her eyes would have been to that television. She wouldn't have been involved in our conversation. She wouldn't have asked about the dog. She wouldn't have cared whether my arms are around her belly or not. It didn't matter. The TV was there. Had a similar circumstance with my son when he was about four. He was watching Barney, Thomas the Tank Toy, one of those little kid shows. I came in from behind him, wrestled him, grabbed him by the back, and rolled him over. We started wrestling. As we were wrestling, which he was sort of into, he kept trying to crane his neck over my shoulder, under my arms, past my face, to make sure he still could see what was on that television. He was involved in the wrestling kind of, sort of. But as long as the television was there, it was pulling him. So that time with his daddy was fun, kind of. But he wanted to make sure he didn't miss anything from the television. Go ahead. Extrapolate that to Thanksgiving. You're going to have the family over. The guys will be there. The girls will be there. Everybody will be talking. They'll get their food. Somebody will turn the television on. Football. All of the guys either will go in all at once en masse, or they'll trickle in and they'll sit in front of the television. And there'll be interaction during the commercials or maybe during a stupid play. I mean, who is going to call a draw play on 3rd and 12, right? I mean, shoot. There'll be interaction. But the ladies will be out somewhere in the kitchen or another room of the house, either cleaning up or talking or having a little dessert. And the guys are bunched away. Now, I have learned years ago to sit with the women. I love football as much as the next guy. But I don't want to sit and stare at a TV when my friends and family are there. I may want to watch that TV, and it pulls on me, I'll admit it. But I don't want any part of it. It'll interfere. And so, yes, we look at television and we say, well, there's sex on there, and there's violence, and there's terrible language, and the immorality, and the secularism, and the materialism, and the glitziness, and the godliness. Yeah, that's all there. It's all there. But even good television, I put that word in quotes, can pull on you, and it can pull you away from people that you love. It struck me in the face like a slap when my daughter Lizzie, as soon as that television was turned off, 4 seconds later was sitting in her daddy's lap. I would have never thought of it. The TV got my daughter Lizzie, and it had my daughter Lizzie, and it would have had my daughter Lizzie had we left it on. Stuff to think about while you're watching TV. Think about it during a commercial break if you have to, but think about it.